If you saw a big RV rolling around town yesterday with three sides of it promoting a website called projectprevention.org, that was being driven by my next guest, Barbara Harris, who I first met about 3 years ago when she brought her Project Prevention organization to St. Louis, thanks to a venture capitalist here in St. Louis by the name of Jim Woodhill. Project Prevention provides money to women who are addicted to drugs or alcohol who are willing to get long-term or permanent birth control. I think it's a terrific way to cut down on the number of crack babies and kids with fetal alcohol syndrome, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I've asked her to join us again this afternoon here on KMOX. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
You're in the midst of your cross-country journey. And where are you now since you were in St. Louis yesterday? Where'd you get to today?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. And how has this week-long trip been for you?
It has been 12 days, and we're going to be glad to get home, but we have done a lot of good. We've had over 350 calls to the 800 number since we left on this journey, and just a lot of people cross-country wanting to call and volunteer, and so it's been a good thing. It's been a long, long 12 days, but it's going to be worth it.
Now, for people who are not familiar with Project Prevention, explain how it works. How do you meet these women and get them money?
They learn about us a variety of different ways from either other women that have participated in our program, social workers, probation departments, jails, billboards that we put up, flyers we pass out. It has an 800 number that's a national number. They call that. It explains in detail what they have to do and how they can participate in our program. We mail them the paperwork. They take it to the doctor or clinic of their choice, deciding what type of birth control is best for them. They mail it back. We verify it to make sure they actually got the birth control, and we send them
$300. $300. Everybody gets $300.
Yes. The women who get the Depo-Provera injections actually get $300 over a period of a year, every 3 months. When they get an injection, then they get a check for $75. But if a woman chooses a tubal ligation, then obviously she gets the $300 payment at once.
You probably heard today that the FDA has approved a new long-term solution to birth control. A company called Organon USA has come out with a new implant, a contraceptive rod called Implanon, which would have 99% effectiveness in preventing pregnancies for up to 3 years.
Yes, I heard about that, and I'm excited because the Norplant was taken off the market, and that left us with one less choice, so this is going to be good. This is good for us.
Who are the women who tend to come to you?
Women who are currently into an addiction, alcoholism, or some type of drugs. Women are in drug treatment programs trying to get off of drugs, and those are who our clients are.
Now, you're not saying that this should be mandatory, right?
No, not at all. They have a choice. They can pick up the phone and call us or not, but the money does obviously get their attention, and it keeps them focused long enough to follow through and do what they need to do.
Does the $300 go up their nose or into their arm?
It could, but that's their choice. The babies don't have a choice.
And what do you say to those critics who say that you're targeting certain communities? They may think that, and that men are not. Men are drug addicted. Men are creating children.
Actually, we've paid 27 men. The offer is available for men as well, but they usually run when you tell them what their options are because there's not, you know, they need to come out with some type of long-term birth control for men. Then we'd probably have a lot more men.
Well, so you're saying that men don't want to get
a vasectomy.
The surgery.
Yeah.
They want to get,
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to do that when they're not drug addicts. They run, you know, we know how that goes. So.
What about the other part of Carol's question that critics say that you target certain communities?
We target drug addicts, and they live in all communities. And some people hear what we do and assume that only black women are going to be calling us. And to me, that's a racist thought, because if you think only black women are using drugs, then you're racist, because that's not so. We pay the majority of our clients in Seattle and Portland, and about 95% of those women are white.
And you yourself are white, but you have a husband who's black, right?
Yes.
And Rodney was on the trip with you this time, wasn't he?
No, I have my four adopted children that I adopted. They're helping me.
Oh, I thought Rodney was moving along with you.
No, Rodney's actually manning the office.
Oh.
He's in North Carolina.
Okay. By the way, your four adopted children were born to women who were addicted to crack, right?
They were all born to the same mother. There's eight of them all together. We have the youngest four. And, yes, their mom was a drug addict.
Did you ever think about the issues surrounding rehabilitation, that people who may want to get rehab treatment generally can't get it. You have $300 per person. That probably wouldn't go very far in terms of the paying for drug rehab. But did your thoughts ever go to helping these women kick the habit in the men who come to you?
Well, now that's not, you know, that just like every other organization, we founded the organization to do one thing, and what that is to get women who are abusing drugs and alcohol on long-term birth control. We do offer everybody that comes through our program referrals to drug treatment programs in their area if they want them, and have actually offered to take them and put them in drug treatment programs if they wanted, which we have been turned down every time. And people need to realize that unless and until every woman out there gets in treatment and stays clean, that doesn't solve the problem we're dealing with. And the reality is that most of these women don't look for drug treatment for years, if ever. And most of the women that go in drug treatment will relapse. We have a file full of checks at my office that were actually women who were in drug treatment programs when they contacted us. They went and got on long-term birth control and mailed us back their paperwork, and before we could even pay them, they had already relapsed.
And you know, before we end this conversation, I debated this with my husband last night because I knew, Paul, you were going to have her on. And my husband and I were on opposite sides of things, and I said, well, why not men, not knowing that you had offered it to men? Mm-hmm. And my husband said, and you'll be interested to know, that, well, women who are drug addicted may use sex to get drugs. Men aren't likely going to do that, so it is the women who have the children.
Well, men are going to use drugs to get sex.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not joking.
Statistics show that women who become addicted, it's likely the guy she was dating who got her started.
Right. That's why you hear crack whores, not crack gigolos. And again, I'm not joking around. That's the truth of the matter. How many people have you helped out so far?
We're almost to 2,000. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're laughing about the concept of the crack gigolo, huh?
Yeah.
Have you run across any of those?
No.
2000, and the organization has been around for, what, 5 years now, Barbara?
Since the beginning of 98.
Oh, so about 7 years.
Yeah.
Where does the money come from, the $300? You're not paying it out of your own pocket.
No, we're a nonprofit organization, so just private individuals and foundations that hear about our work and want to support us.
You know, you need to get in touch with these people at Organon who are making this new implantable contraceptive, the Implanon, and see if they'll kick in some money. After all, you're creating new clients for them.
That's true.
Yeah.
And what have you been able to follow, or since it's 7 years, have you followed anybody who's come back and said, I'm clean now and I'd like to have children now?
Actually, Jim Woodhill, the person you mentioned earlier in your show, says that if anybody ever comes back who had a tubal and regrets that they did so, he would pay to reverse it. That hasn't happened, nor do I think it will, but I am in touch with a lot of these women because I write them letters and try to encourage them to stay clean and send them cards. I'm not the heartless person that I'm made out to be. And I was very close to one woman who had actually had 3 years clean, who had a tubal ligation through us, and she recently relapsed and went back out into the streets with her 3-year-old daughter, so I'm pretty concerned about that.
Barbara, I don't think you're heartless at all. I think you're doing great work. I've told you that in person. I'll tell it to you again here where everybody else can hear it as well. I think Project Prevention is a wonderful plan. Too much of our country's attitude towards drugs is lock people up, and they don't look at the ancillary problems that go with that, and no one comes up with solutions as simple as the one that you have. And if it's gotten a couple of thousand women to do this, all we need to do is increase those numbers, and we'll at least make some sort of dent in that problem of crack babies, et cetera. In this country. Congratulations on the cross-country trip and continued success with the project.
Thank you so much.
There's Barbara Harris from Project Prevention here on the Paul Harris Show. Projectprevention.org is her website if you'd like to find out more and maybe make a donation. Or if you know somebody who needs help, Barbara's more than happy to help you out. Go to that website, projectprevention.org.